in hopes of boosting its price. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 171 points. The S&P 500 off 8. This is SRN News.
We all know that your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. That's why I want you to know about Key City Capital and how they believe their investments can offset the negative impact of this inflationary environment. I've gotten to know their team, and they offer passive investment in cash-flowing real estate that can offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. When home prices and interest rates rise, like they are now, many families delay home ownership and choose to rent. At the same time, Key City Capital owns thousands of rental units in the U.S. This allows them to offer attractive investments that provide cash-flowing income. Let the Key City Capital team grow your wealth and diversify your investment portfolio. Connect with them today at keycitycapital.com/GORKA or call 817-912-1569. Again, keycitycapital.com/GORKA or call 817-912-1569.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Hey, we can start you off with a feel-good electrifying story on this Monday afternoon. David Blackman coming up a little bit later, I think by phone today, because he is, I believe, on the road. Anyway, anybody that can venture into that field of cows called the View and lead them to slaughter is good. In fact, I heard Joey in the last hour. I was listening on and off since 2. Talk about Tim Scott. He was doing his Trump impersonation saying, Tim Scott, it's okay, my VP. I would be totally okay with Tim Scott. Because it would just, I'd love to see those racist media a-holes painted into their own corner. He doesn't count. He's not the kind of black person that we expect. Never mind. So he was on the View today and gave him hell. Let's give it a listen.
You have indicated that you don't believe in systemic racism. What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things that I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not, actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is we've had an African-American president, African-American vice president. We've had 2 African-Americans to be secretaries of the state. In my home city, the police chief is an African-American who's now running for mayor. The head of the Highway Patrol for South Glen is an African-American. In 1975, there was about 15% unemployment in the African-American community for the first time in the history of the country. It's under 5%.
40% homelessness
and 50%
of African-Americans.
Of the folks in our community.
Yet 13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful, so I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It can be measured in generations. I look back at the fact that my grandfather, born in 1921 in Sally, South Carolina, when he was on a sidewalk, a white person was coming, he had to step off and not make eye contact. That man believed then, with some doubt now, in the goodness of America, because he believed that having faith in God, faith in himself, and faith in what the future could hold for his kids would unleash opportunities in ways that you cannot imagine. Every kid today can look, just change the stations and see how much progress has been made in this country. ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, CNN, Fox News all have African-American and Hispanic hosts. So what I'm suggesting is that the yesterday's exception is today's rule. And for us to suggest...
So America has met its promise.
No, of course, the concept of America is that we are going to become a more perfect union. But in fact, the challenges that we face 50 years ago and 60 years ago should not be the same challenges that we face today. And here's the way that you measure that. When my mother was born, about 10% of African Americans had a high school degree, wow, diploma. Today is over 90%. When you look at the income, success that
we've
had.
That's the HBCU stat.
Well, listen, HBCU stat is a good one, because one of the reasons why I took the funding for HBCUs to the highest level in the history of the country, and then I helped make it permanent, is because I believe that education is the closest thing to magic in America. So I'm about making sure that our kids have as many opportunities to succeed as possible. It's one of the reasons why.
I need an opportunity to succeed because I have to go to Britain.
Yeah, said the black woman who's making $80 million a year. Okay, tell us how racist it is, Whoopi. I'm ready to blow up. But good for Tim Scott, man. That was impressive.
Yeah.
That was very impressive. And honestly, when Joey made, he was impersonating Trump, Tim would be my VP. Not as a token choice. He'd be excellent. He'd be excellent because he's off the so-called plantation. And that's good. All right, we are at 3:07. We do expect to have David Blackman on with us shortly. That was brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566. For the very best certified master electricians for any installation. I'm probably going to have to have them come out soon, because one of my motion-activated lights was motion-activatedly turned on, and now it won't shut off.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't think it's anything too serious, but I would prefer to not have it burning all day, and we'll get them out, and they'll take care of it. When you get an invoice from Mr. Well, they give you an estimate, but when you have the work done and they give you an invoice, you see every single step of the process on that invoice, every part that was removed, every part that it was replaced, used to replace. It's a really great system. So there's no doubt in your mind about the work that was done. Reach out at 245-1566 for that free estimate, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
I'm William Shatner at Mission Control.
Fox is ready to launch Stars on Mars.
12 celebrities embarking on daring missions.
Lance Armstrong, Tom Schwartz, Marshawn Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Portia Williams-Gabbadia, and more.
Will they survive? Will they thrive? Only one will make it to the end.
It's a night of premieres. Stars on Mars, followed by Crime Scene Kitchen.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby Team, DJ Trey, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party, Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I hope he puts our place up there. He did a great job, didn't he? Give that man the credit.
Did you know you don't spell the footwear brand Skechers with a T? That's right. It's spelled S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S. There's no T in Skechers.
Whoa, wait, is that the legendary Mr. T?
What you talking about, fool? Mr. T is always in Skechers. Look, Skechers, Mr. T. Mr. T, Skechers.
I'm just saying, people often misspell Skechers and put a T in it.
Maybe it's your thing about changing it then, because T is always in Skechers, fool.
Sorry, Mr. T, there's no T in Skechers, only comfort.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those random isolated storms roaming around, but the chances are relatively small before they fade out tonight, low 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there. A few towns get wet. Most towns stay dry. The afternoon and evening rain chances are a little bit better on Thursday with a frontal system backing into the area, but not much. Thursday's high up to about 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
Cutty say can't hang.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This station presents... No!
Police in Missouri put up a notice warning people that wrestling bears is a bad idea.
No!
Not only could a 600-pound bear with claws and teeth really hurt you, it's against the law.
Really?
Also, it's pronounced wrestle, not wrassle.
Wow!
So if you're too stupid to be scared of wrestling an animal that can easily maul you, maybe a misdemeanor charge will give you common sense. But probably not.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We'll have a little time with David Blackman at 3:30 this afternoon. So we've kind of jimmied up the hour. Rosie Brock is here on this hot Monday.
And here they are.
I hate to wake you up twice in the same day, Jeb, but we need you again. Jeb?
Please clap.
Thank you. You're back to sleep. I know I've played this before. I'm going to give you a quick sample now.
So if you'll allow me, it'd be my pleasure to serve up a tasty helping of what I call Reno Collier's Country Fried Take.
All right.
Well, along with my wife's cell phone plan and my daughter's car insurance, it looks like I'll be helping to pay for another thing that doesn't benefit me at all. The student loans of other people's kids.
All right. That entire clip will play around 5:25 this afternoon, and it's excellent. It's excellent. And not a big fan of hip-hop. In fact, I don't understand baseball.
Area fam.
Okay, we got it. Nice tease. Thank you. See you at 5:25. I'm watching a game Saturday. First of all, it's the latest numbers on Budweiser and Target. Bud Light's total corporate loss, $27 billion. And that's going to continue to climb. The sales collapses up to 30%. Target has now lost $13 billion. And they've either taken down or moved their Pride collections. And then Saturday, well, MLB, Major League Baseball, you know, they have that, I think it's a pretty well-known logo. I think on the first... Or maybe it's the end. Anyway, they put the logo up and the pride flag, and the reaction was not good. So they took it down. I'm watching a Met game, briefly. I don't sit and watch whole baseball games, but there was a Met game on, and the announcers were talking about the wind coming in from right field. So the camera, to get a good, give the viewer a good idea of how hard the wind was blowing, goes up to the roof, and what do you think's waving in the breeze? The pride flag.
Get your tuba out of my face. I think there's all of this collectively is really starting to piss off a lot of Americans. And I mean, I was talking about this in the office earlier with somebody. I can't walk into this building and flaunt my sexuality. And that's very hard not to do. I mean, it's like bursting out of me, and I have to sometimes hug myself to keep it in. That's a lie. But anyway, I can't, you know. First of all, nobody needs to know. I still have not received an adequate reply on why I need to know whether you're gay or all these other things that I still don't know the definitions of. This whole long list of letters. Nobody wants to hurt you. Nobody wants to discriminate against you, but nobody needs to know what you do. That is your business. And having parades and putting it out there, and when you overstep, where you really overstep is when you start to go after kids. And, it, you know, it's seeped into the education system. Horrified parents across the country are finding, you know, books in the school libraries that kids, especially kids 12 and under, really don't need to be reading. And then that word gets around, and then it becomes what maybe they start questioning themselves. It's just everywhere. And I think there's a massive blowback on this topic coming from all corners of the country. And let's see who's willing to commit corporate suicide next.
People are tired of being told what they must believe and how they should think.
Absolutely. I don't need any help with that. If you listen to this show, I mean, I will listen. But I don't have any trouble knowing what to think that works for me. But don't demand. You put the word demand in something, you lose me. You know, I demand. Now, the boss demands that I show up to work on time. That's one thing. But when it comes to my personal beliefs and anything else, you demand what? That is not an approach that works well with people. Even the Navy, Joe Biden's Navy, had to pull their gay pride, whatever, their logo down. And then they always blame conservatives. Why? Are Democrats that brainwashed or that far left that they think this is okay? What are we telling the world? It's just, I can't believe how much damage this son of a bitch in the White House has done. And just, I noticed, I heard Joey talking about live coverage. Not only his big tumble, but getting off the Marine One helicopter, hitting his head. This is like watching a slow motion train wreck. Which, by the way, is pretty exciting if you've ever seen one. Somebody in Texas once bought two locomotives, put them at opposite ends of a track, and sold tickets to people to watch the locomotives collide.
Oh, gosh.
And something like 100,000 people out there. Made a lot of money. And I've seen a video of that in slow motion, and it's pretty cool. That sounds like something Smithsonian would run. It's noticed since WoW has totally changed everything. Cable, it's not cable. I hear it all comes from the cloud now, which is why it goes in and out. They charge you more. They give you less. It's harder to work with. I tape a show called High Heat every day, and it runs at 10 in the morning. I'm usually grabbing a nap, so I like to watch it when I'm waking up with a cup of coffee at 11, 11:15. It wasn't there. then an hour later it was. I don't know how that is or why that happens. Then the stuff only stays. You have half the capacity for recorded material. It used to be 100 hours, now it's 50. And I was talking to the boss, why are we doing this? His dish broke, and he got with the rest of the family, and they realized we're wasting $200 a month for a satellite that nobody really needs. And I'm about there with cable. There's one show, that High Heat show, because you can get baseball a lot of different ways. I just don't know. This sounds also like a magazine column in the making.
Yeah.
Because it's such an emotional decision. Looks like we have a phone call. Let's just grab it. Hi, who is this?
It's Black Caesar.
Caesar, where have you been?
Yeah.
Man, paying bills. What's happening, brother?
How are you?
Oh, as the old saying goes, excuse me while I whip this out. Hey, has Joe Biden fell down today?
Has he what?
Has he fallen down today?
Not that I know. The only person I know that's fallen is this lady.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
But help is on the way. That's what the commercial says.
I still see that. As a senior citizen, you need to be at home chilling. I mean, he's like 89, 90, something like that.
I am trying to figure out what could have happened, what exciting event could have happened that motivated you to call the show, and I think I know what it is. You are excited because Mike Pence has thrown his hat into the presidential race, because we've all been waiting for... Yeah, Steve Canyon's running for president. Why is he doing that?
Who's Steve Canyon?
I got a little more free time now, you know what I do for a living, so, I got a little more free time now, so.
What's new since we last saw you?
I'm excited about Mike Pence. I think he follows the law. He's a law guy. He's going to do what the law says. He's not going to try to put his influence on anything that, as much as be like Trump, he said, hey, the law is the law. He signed it into law. So, I mean, I like that kind of thing. If you buck the boss like Stone Cold and The Rock, you beat up Vince McMahon on the WWE, a.k.a. Joey Clark. You know, I mean, you can buck the boss. You got my respect.
Well, that did take a lot of guts, but it also killed his popularity with the Trumpers.
How you been doing, man? How you been doing?
Overall, good. Daughter lives in New Orleans now. She's closer, so I get to go down to visit. I'll be down there Father's Day. I have nothing to complain about, really. How about you?
I think we have to cut the grass tomorrow.
Well, then you need to call Turf Stalkers. That's why they're there, so you don't have to do that stuff. 558-1611.
Well, stop by. You know what, man? I can give you my address several times, so you know what, man? Stop by. I'll be in the same neighborhood.
I will try and stop by, but I won't be on the bike because that part of Arrowhead is just a little bit too dangerous for me on the bike. I had too many close calls. They speed a little bit more on that side of Arrowhead. I just don't want to take a chance. I'm 100 years old. One more body slam with a vehicle and I'm dead. But it's great to hear from you. Come and join us at Bomb Hours one of these times, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll be back.
All right, Caesar. Take care, buddy. All right, so we're expecting David Blackman at 3:30. Okay. So we got a break we got to do here. And this part of the show brought to you by Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, the Alabama Family Lawyers. When there's a family law matter, and usually in many cases, now there's some things that they can help you with that you can plan ahead, like getting a will done. And everybody should do that. Even those of Joey's age. Everybody should have a will, because I know it's not going to happen to you, but should it, the people that love you will be grieving, and then having to go through probate on the heels of that, that's a punishment they shouldn't have to deal with. Everybody should know your wishes. That's really what it's all about. But Situations that can arouse the emotions like divorce or an attempted change in custody or a demand for more money, all of these things can get to you and get to your temper. And then you try to manage the situation and end up making it worse. The key words to living a happier life are turn it over. So when you have a family situation that you need legal help with, reach out to Delkin Tomlinson and give not only their expertise, but the passion of their advocacy a chance to work on your behalf. 819-4810. Divorce, child custody, adoptions, child support. They not only serve the Tri-County area, but they can represent you pretty much anywhere in Alabama. Zoom and telephone consultations, represent parents of blended families, and more. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
326, here's traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're not really seeing any problems anywhere. I-65 and 85 looking great through downtown Montgomery. We do have a little congestion at some of the major intersections around the boulevard, but that's really about it. Even Taylor Road looking pretty good right at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. Larry Live Oak has been insuring the River Region since 1988. Customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
From WAKA Channel 8 News, I'm Jerome Jones. A Montgomery police officer was injured during a car chase Saturday afternoon. Police say at around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, a stolen vehicle was reported in the area of Carmichael Road and Eastern Boulevard. Police say after a short pursuit, the suspect collided with an MPD car on Carmichael Road. The male driver was taken into custody. The officer had minor injuries. Charges are pending. In Montgomery, a man is dead after a shooting in the Patterson Court housing development near Alabama State University. Police say they were called to the 700 block of North University Drive just after 9 p.m. Friday night. On the scene, 28-year-old Donald Bell was pronounced dead. If you have information that could help investigators solve this murder, call 215-STOP. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Dr. Rick here. If you find yourself getting particular about where you get the weather, you may be turning into your parents.
Looks like it might rain. Let's see what Corey from Channel 2 has to say. He's something else. I like him better than Harris from Channel 5.
You could just look up the weather on your phone.
I like Corey from Channel 2.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but
but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Streaming June 8th on Peacock, a new original series called Based on a True Story.
She is the victim of the West Side Ripper.
It's him. I know my killers.
Variety listed among the most anticipated shows of the summer.
What if we make a podcast about this? We could bring him in on it.
Bring the killer in on what?
The podcast.
From the Emmy Award-nominated producer of The Boys and the Emmy Award-nominated executive producer of Ozark.
Are you in danger?
No, I'm hiding something.
We are in too deep.
Starring Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina, a new original series called Based on a True Story, only on Peacock.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those random isolated storms moving around, but the chances are relatively small before they fade out tonight, low 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there. A few towns get wet. Most towns stay dry. The afternoon and evening rain chances are a little bit better on Thursday with a frontal system backing into the area, but not much. Thursday's high up to about 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Well, so far, Costco's okay. Target, that's a whole nother story these days. As we welcome the man with the 10-gallon brain, I'm not sure if he's somewhere in Texas or somewhere else today, but I'm glad he was able to join us via phone for a little bit. How are you, David?
I'm good. I'm in Texas.
Oh, you are?
Very big place. Yeah, I'm down in Deep South Texas today.
Deep South Texas?
Yes, sir, on the Frio River.
David, are you on a speakerphone by chance?
Yeah, let me get off that.
Yeah, I don't know why. It stinks. It's much easier to use a speakerphone, but for some reason it doesn't work with our phone system.
No, I know that. Let me see if I can get it switched. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, wow.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, it's... this should work. I don't understand it. You know... This is technology today. The more sophisticated it gets, the worse it gets in many other respects.
Yeah, and the car thing, I had it on my car speaker, and that always creates like a second and a half delay, so it's very, very irritating.
So, we continue to watch the slow-motion train wreck that is Bud Light and Target, and... suddenly, there may be a bit of an awakening because the Navy, Joe Biden's Navy, and MLB took down their pride logos.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's awesome.
At some point, you wonder when some of these other companies who didn't quite make that leap. Target's problem is it was not only in your face, too close to little kids. I mean, clearly
Yeah, you're marketing your beer with a grown man who dresses up and pretends to be an early teenage girl.
Yeah, which is a mental problem.
Right, it's a mental problem, and you're marketing the little kids by doing that. And, that's a bridge way too far.
I watched the long version of the Dylan Mulvaney video over the weekend. Don't ask me why. I don't remember. Somebody sent it to me. And I'm like, really? Big companies are paying big bucks for this kind of influence? Because if you didn't know, it was Dylan Mulvaney who said, wow, I wonder what mental hospital they recorded this at. Because he's just acting crazy.
Did you hear that now he thinks he's a lesbian?
Yeah, right. So am I.
This is a young man who's in need of psychiatric help.
Yeah.
And he's not getting it. And, you know, I guess he's making a bunch of money doing it. But this is not a stable person who should be presented as a role model for anybody. And that's the real tragedy of all this is most of the people who engage in this activity are folks who have emotional issues that ought to be being treated by, you know, qualified professionals instead of glorified by our Marxist news media, for lack of a better way to put it.
By the way, I don't know if I sent it to you, but I think it was on New York Post. They had a picture of Anna Shiny Heine, the one that the Bud marketing exec that was given time off. She looked like she had aged 10 years and was in a state of shock. By the way, getting out of a vehicle to go to her $6 million home on Central Park South.
At the age of 32, having never accomplished anything real in her life.
Yeah. Anyway, she got rid of that fratty beer image that Bud Light was burdened with, you know?
Yeah, and $27 billion of Bud Light market cap, or Anheuser-Busch's market cap. $27 billion!
Yes!
I mean, think about that.
That's astonishing. Insane. And when will we see the stockholders, the boards of directors, somebody start asking questions about this? Because they are clearly not working to the fiduciary advantage of the people that invest in their companies.
Right. And you know, of course, the issue there is that that bit of law is supposed to be enforced by what? The federal government through the SEC. And, you know, I mean, this administration isn't enforcing anything. And so it's, you know, and these people on these boards don't have the courage of their convictions to stand up and do the right thing. And so you have these out-of-control management teams who are intimidated by the Human Rights Council that we've talked about the last several shows, and the ESG financial people at BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street and others. And so it's all a big intimidation game, and until someone like the CEO, say, of Anheuser-Busch or of Target has the courage to stand up and say, no, we're not going down this road anymore because it violates our fiduciary responsibility to our investors.
Yes.
This is going to continue.
They are doing that at the local level. I mean, there's been an effort in our market and other places for the distributors who are getting hurt because of this corporate garbage. Say, look, we had nothing to do with it. But the damage from this, I don't think this is a short-term thing. I don't think you're going to see Bud Light's numbers come bouncing back anytime in the foreseeable future.
I don't think it's recoverable. I think, you know, they may be able to see growth in Modelo and Michelob and some of the other brands that they've gone out and bought in recent decades. But I don't think it's recoverable for Bud Light. I think Bud Light is a dead brand. And, I mean, they weren't even producing Bud Light over the Memorial Day weekend, the first time in more than 30 years.
That's amazing.
They didn't have production lines open for Bud Light. Think about that. Over a holiday weekend where everybody's out barbecuing and drinking beer.
Wow.
It's because their supply chain is so backed up.
As we're talking, one of my great listeners, I believe this is John, sent me a new Bud Light posters. There's one of a tombstone. Here lies Anheuser-Busch, died 2023 of stupidity. Pabst Blue Ribbon. A beer for dudes who still like their chicks without a word that rhymes with chicks. The Clydesdales are fired. There's My Little Pony. Let's see. Coors Light Employee of the Month Award goes to Dylan Mulvaney. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what. The memers, man, they get busy with stories like this. We have such limited time today, so let's move on. I know you were probably trembling with excitement when you dialed our number with the announcement that Mike Pence is running for...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, he and Asa Hutchinson can make quite a team.
Yeah.
You know, the most boring people in politics. Pence is not a bad person. I don't have anything necessarily against him. It's just that he doesn't have a chance to pull more than maybe, if he really catches fire, maybe he can get to 8 or 10% in one of the polls.
David, do you know who Steve Canyon is? Steve Canyon, the cartoon?
No, I don't.
How could I be
cartoon? No, I don't.
Well, Joey was the one that came up with that. After we're done, look him up. Because it's not an insult, by the way. Steve Canyon is a heroic cartoon character. Or Clutch Cargo. Do you remember him?
Oh, I remember Clutch Cargo.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's people listening going, what? Who? When? When was this?
That's what I said.
Your expertise, David, is the field of energy. So let's talk about the real impacts from every angle. Oh, wow. Shares of Target plunged 2% amid woke backlash. Good.
Today?
That's from Fox News, yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, yeah. It's not unbelievable. It's inevitable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, wow.
2%, that's another $3 to $4 billion off their market cap.
Unbelievable. But let's talk about this OPEC cut, because you, more than anybody that we have contact with, can give us how this is going to impact gas prices, energy availability, and so forth. The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll put upward pressure on oil prices at least over the next week or so, and it just is going to depend on how, you know, we do these weekly inventory reports of stocks that are on hand of crude oil and refined products here in the United States. And if you see big drawdowns in those inventories here over the next week or two, then prices will continue to go up for crude oil. And that, of course, will be reflected at the gas pumps here in the next few weeks. Now, longer term, it all depends on China and China's economic recovery. If you remember, you know, they went into this crazy lunatic COVID lockdown scheme last year and just began opening up in earnest in November, and the economy has not recovered as rapidly as the market had expected it to. So China this year so far is growing at an annualized rate of about 3%, and the market was anticipating more like 7 or 8%, which would have created another at least 500,000 barrels a day of demand on the global market. And so that's not there, and that's why Saudi Arabia felt the need to unilaterally make that million barrel a day cut, and because, you know, over the weekend at the OPEC Plus meeting, none of the other countries would step up and contribute to a cut. So the Saudis have decided to try to control the market themselves, and, you know, in the past that hasn't worked out well for them. We'll see how it goes this time.
Well, it's been a story today, and it's just what we need. You know, higher gas prices going into the summer. And by the way, has Biden refilled our strategic petroleum reserve?
They did do a purchase a couple of weeks ago when the price for West Texas Intermediate dipped below $70 a barrel. But then 2 or 3 days later, the price went back up over 70, and so they have stopped the effort to refill, and you know, they're just saying, well, we're only going to buy it to refill at prices below $70. And I mean, you know, just as a matter of principle, it's always good to buy low and sell high, right? But as a matter of national security, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is at its lowest level in 40 years at a time when we're in an escalating war in Europe.
Yep.
And the government that's escalating the war is the United States.
Yeah.
And no one should make a mistake about that right now. Over the last few months, the only government escalating the war, ramping it up in terms of intensity and military personnel and armor going into the theater, has been the United States of America and NATO. And so this proxy war is fast becoming a world war. And I wish there were cooler heads in the Biden administration to prevail here, but there don't appear to be.
Here's a good one for you today. Since you're down in South Texas, I'm sure you may see some people that may not look like they belong here. The mayor of New York, who your governor brilliantly just set up by sending them on buses to the sanctuary city they claim to be,
He
now wants New Yorkers to house the migrants, the illegal aliens, in their private residences.
Right.
How many hotels are they allowed to destroy? Which they are. They're partying, doing drugs, they're passed out. They have trashed every single place they've been provided.
Yeah.
And now he wants people to take them in their private homes. Maybe somebody on the Upper
West
really Side.
Said that?
Yes.
He really said that?
It's on the front of NewYorkPost.com. He is such a dope.
What a dope. What a dope.
Really? He always has that.
It's a recipe for societal breakdown. There's a limit to what people are going to be willing to bear, even in New York City.
Yeah.
And when this dope starts telling people you need to house these folks who are in the country illegally, we must remember, against in violation of the law, regardless of the fact that the administration won't enforce the law, but they're here illegally, and to tell people they should just put them up in their homes is insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
This is an invasion down here, folks. It's an invasion. There are tens of thousands of military age males. And not just from Central and South America, but from all over the world, coming into this country unvetted, undetected for the most part, many of them carrying drugs, deadly drugs like fentanyl into the country, meaning many of them humans being trafficked by the drug cartels into the sex worker trade in the United States. And to say, well, yeah, you just need to put them up in your spare bedroom. That's insane.
Isn't that what the communists did in Russia when they took down the oligarchy and all of that? They took all the nice houses and decided everybody gets 52 square feet. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is almost like the very ground level of that type of mentality. What's he going to do next thing? If you have a home that's 2,000 square feet or more, you got to take somebody in? Or we're going to raise your taxes or something?
That'll be the next step. That will be the next step, and no one should doubt that, okay? So that will be the next thing labeled a conspiracy theory, that Mayor Adams is going to somehow make this compulsory. If you say that, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then 6 months from now, he's going to actually propose an ordinance to the city council to make it compulsory, right? That's how this all goes. It's how it keeps going on and on and on. Every time someone says, well, that's the inevitable next step, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. And 6 months later, it's a fact.
Yeah, I posted that cartoon not too long ago. A little kid asking mommy, what's a conspiracy theory? Somebody's telling you the truth 6 months or early. By the way, as we see all these other names enter the Republican field, and Babylon Bee did a great job today. They have something about the Republican plan to massacre. Let me see if we can find this real quick. Babylon Bee, circuitifying, Republicans counter Democrat messaging by saying vile things about each other. But the victim of really vile attacks has been Casey DeSantis, who they, the left, in their never-relenting hateful cleverness, have now described as Walmart Melania.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What piece of you-know-what would make a comment like that? Piers Morgan, in a column today, says, vile hit jobs on Casey DeSantis make me want woke to die, too. It's got to die.
And what has she done to deserve any of that? She's, by all accounts, a wonderful mother.
Yes.
A kind-hearted person, a very generous person. She's a military wife. She's a wife who's essentially raising a family, you know, probably 90% on her own because she's married to the governor of one of the biggest states in the country. And so what has she done to deserve that kind of vitriol directed at her? And the other, the most vile thing I saw was last week when one of the Trump operatives, not even a Democrat, but one of the Trump people, accused her of exaggerating her cancer issues.
Yeah, that's out loud. That's not excusable under any circumstance.
It's pathetic. I mean, it's just really, that was Laura Loomer who did that.
Oh, God.
On Twitter. Yeah. And Trump actually gave Laura Loomer a job. You know? I mean,
Here's the B headline. Republicans to try strategy of viciously tearing each other to shreds while Democrats sit back and watch. It's so crazy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, and it's going to cost us 2024 if they don't get their act together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just very, very distressing. Well, I didn't mean to ruin your afternoon. I'm so glad you were able to join us.
I'm sorry. I apologize for being late. We're out here in the country, and we thought we were going to have Wi-Fi, and we don't have Wi-Fi, and it's just all a big mess.
Think about this man, Rosie. He is out there dodging tumbleweed to call the show and lend us his expertise, which...
And they've got it in Texas, I'm telling you.
I've seen it
firsthand.
Hey, I flew in a B-20 Ford Liberator bomber over Harlingen, Texas, over nothing but tumbleweed. When you get away from the metro area there, that is pretty impressive. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
And just as we're talking here, guys, I'm looking at an armadillo going across the Caliche Road into a big prickly pear patch. So, I'm in deep South Texas.
David, please give your blog address so people can subscribe and support you.
Yes, it's David Blackman, all one word, .substack.com, and my energy blog is blackman.substack.com.
All right, if you have time later in the week and you want to check in, let me know, okay? We'd love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm sorry about this. I thought I had it all arranged perfectly, and of course, my best laid plans failed.
Rosie, put him back on our Christmas card list, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And bring your armadillo with you.
Thank you, David Blackman. You're the best. All take right. care, my friend.
All right.
Well.
Funny.
The idiocracy is the thing that jumpstarts my week on Monday. So, and quite frankly, when you're a talk show host, you can be very selfish. You don't like it when somebody else's circumstances cause a change. At least we had him.
Yeah.
So, and
his armadillo.
And his armadillo and tumbleweeds. All right. This part of the show brought to you by Jeff Mallinson and the team at Georgia Floors Direct, your flooring destination for over half a century here in the River Region, where all types and styles of flooring are available at the best price, which is wholesale. Everything, hardwoods, laminates, luxury vinyl plank flooring, carpeting of all types, room remnants, things created by Dave the Rug Man, the only person with that skill set here in the entire River Region. An expanded center offering blinds and marble kitchen countertops and their own team of installers led by a man who set the template for great customer service in his business. Nobody does it better. 300,000 square feet of selections. Georgia Floors Direct, 12 months good as cash for qualified customers on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still. Station Wagon Pete remembers that.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Doing well. Hey, talking about this governor, mayor of New York.
Idiot.
All you got to do is watch the movie Dr. Zhivago and see how the Communist Party just started putting people in other people's houses.
That's what I was referencing. Exactly that. That's what they, when the communists took over, Shivago and his family had a very beautiful house, and when he came back after being taken to serve in the war, he came back to the house. The government had taken anything of value, and it was divided up by the same people we see today. This is mine. You don't deserve this. You have too much house. And he faced arrest for stealing wood to build a fire so his place wouldn't be so cold. That's what these sons of bitches want!
Exactly.
Nothing's changed. I know it's a movie, but it's based on fact.
It's just 100 years later.
Yep. And history repeats itself, doesn't it, Pete?
Yes, it does, sir.
How's your car running, buddy?
Absolutely fantastic. I filled up Saturday, and I'm getting 48 miles of the gallon.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That is damn good gas mileage. Wow. Nice going, my friend. All right. We hope to talk to you again soon.
All righty.
Take care. All right, let's see. We have a moment in entertainment history we will celebrate here, and Brad McDonald's going to join us at 4:05 today to update us on the market, and it wasn't a particularly good day. We'll get the backstory, how it affects your money coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're on the boulevard passing Troy Highway, headed over to Woodley Road, just past Troy Highway near Strathmore, we've got a minor accident. Not really causing much of a slowdown, but be aware that it is there. Everywhere else around the area this afternoon, we've got a good bit of traffic on the roads, but no real major problems. Getting busy on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, and 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 remain light to moderate through downtown. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call 5 Innovations today.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring Into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. And I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, AdamsDrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been